An infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us. Dr. Marty, good morning. We heard a lot from the listeners after you talked about what you're seeing as far as compromised immune systems from people who even had mild cases of COVID. Let me read a couple of these texts. I have been saying this since I had COVID. Something is wrong with my immune system, and that was 4 months ago, causing me to be sick all the time. And a question, could immune systems be permanently compromised? Can they, Dr. Marty?
Well, it's not impossible, but it's unlikely. Generally, they will slowly get back to a much more normal state, and that's what we're expecting to see. And in fact, all the data is showing that it lasts for many months, but not years. So as long as you don't get reinfected, you should recover. And then that reinfection would have to be with a different variant, one that would, you know, maybe start up trouble again.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the COVID. It's being called a summer wave. It's back. Hospitalizations are up. What's the latest on this?
That's right. So we're seeing a series of slight variations of the flirt variants that are absolutely going up, but it's not yet at a critical level of any way, but it's certainly something that people should be mindful of, and especially if you already are immune compromised for any reason or have an underlying disease and you're going to be in crowded places, be mindful, especially if people start and sneezing and so forth around mm-hmm. you, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you just don't want to get sick if you can avoid it. It really can spoil a good vacation.
Yeah, for sure. Is this right? Now the CDC says that if you test positive for COVID, you do not have to isolate?
That's correct. That's the current status. And that's a reflection of the fact that today, most people that get infected do not get a severe disease. And so it's a matter of weighing all the different, risk benefits, right? Because obviously, when you're at home, for most people, that's going to have a real impact on their life and the people around them, et cetera. And yes, you are contagious. So if you are kind and you know that you have COVID and you need to be out and about, you really should be wearing a mask.
I saw something you posted a few days ago that I want to ask you about, and it had to do with high fructose corn syrup, and this kind of explained why people who have a lot of that get fat, right?
Sure. It has to do with the way that our bodies metabolize different types of sugar, right? So the sugar that our body is best suited to metabolize is glucose, and we use that for a lot of different things. We can use glucose to make pyruvate, which can be used to make fatty acids, which can turn into fat, by the way, but we can use it to make energy. We can use it to make certain types of amino acids that we can make ourselves, et cetera. But in the pathway to make those things, when you start with glucose, there are enzymes that have an off switch. When they say, when you're making too much energy you're breaking it down too much, these enzymes say, "Hey, stop! We're not going to use this way anymore." Right? But when you take fructose instead of glucose, the way the body metabolizes, it skips those two key enzymes that would regulate it. So the body just keeps using it and using it and using it. And then says, what am I going to do with all this stuff? What am I going to do with it? I'm going to turn it all into fat. And that's one of the reasons that these high fructose things that we consume are really so bad, because they skip the way that the body ideally works to keep you in perfect balance.
Well, all I know is my wife regularly checks the labels on everything I buy at the grocery store, and if an ingredient is high fructose corn syrup, into the trash it goes.
Good. Excellent.
Regardless of how much it costs. Dr. Eileen Marty, thank you. Have a good day. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.